What does he call the one that he begins with? He'd start with the...
Well, the first grader used to call it the primer.
Primer.
Yeah.
Was that the same thing?
Yeah, same thing. First grade and the primer, the same thing.
Okay. And in the classroom, each child sits behind his own...
How did you ask that question?
Well, in the classroom in the school,
yeah.
Each child has his own...
seat.
Right. Or if it's something, you know, with... If it's a whole thing with something he can write on in front of him.
A desk, yeah.
And if you've got a room full of them, you say that room has 30...
students.
Are talking about the desk.
30 desks.
Right. Ask you about some buildings around town. Say if you wanted to check out a book,
yeah.
You'd go down to the...
library.
Y'all got one here in town?
Uh-huh.
Or if you had to stay overnight in a strange town, you'd probably stay in the...
hotel or motel.
Right. What about if you wanted to see a movie or a play, you go to the
theater.
Did y'all ever have one here?
Uh-huh.
When did it close, do you remember?
No, 5 or 6 years ago.
I see. Did you like to go to movies?
Yeah, used to like to go to them.
You remember what the last one was you saw?
No, I don't.
Say if somebody got real sick, he'd have to go into the
hospital.
Yes, sir. And the woman who looks after you there, she's the
nurse.
Right. What about if you wanted to catch a train in town? You'd go to the
depot.
Or the rail.
Or railway station.
Okay. Here in Leakesville, where you have the courthouse, you say that Leakesville is the
county seat.
Right. And the way you got the businesses arranged downtown so that they're around the courthouse,
yeah.
With the courthouse in the middle.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that area called anything special?
No. Well, I had two, Courthouse Square.
Courthouse Square.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say if a building in town is sitting right here, and you got another building sitting right here, you'd say that this one was right across from the other one.
Yeah.
But what about if that building was sitting like this from it? How would you say it was positioned from this one?
I'd say it was at an angle, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever say anything, or have you heard people say, well, it's catty-cornered from it?
Yeah, yeah.
How would people use that expression?
Well, just like you said there, maybe.
You could talk about buildings?
Yeah, building kind of leaning, they'd say it's catty-cornered.
Mm-hmm. Not in a straight
position? Yeah, not square, yeah.
Okay. Around here, talking about catty-cornered, have you ever heard people use the word anti-goblin or anti-goblin?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what's that like?
Well, that's kind of like talking there a while ago. They'd say, well, it kind of set anti-goblin to it.
Mm-hmm. So it could be at an angle,
mm-hmm.
Kind of not square.
Yeah.
Okay. Something that people used to use for transportation in cities that ran on these rails and had a line overhead.
Yeah, streetcars.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen one of those?
Yeah, I've rode on them.
Where about?
Mobile.
Well, not the only ones I've seen, I guess, were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Still have them operating there.
Yeah.
Someplace.
Yeah, they've been out of business Mobile a long time.
Mm-hmm. Or say, if you were riding on a bus, you might tell the bus driver, well, now the next corner is where I want.
Get off.
Right. Okay. Say, a man who has a civil service job, you say he works for the federal
government.
And the police in the town are supposed to maintain
order, law and order.
Right. Okay. And before you had the electric chair, you'd say that murderers were